Good day, and welcome to the Quarter Two 2015 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to the KUKA conference call for the second quarter results of 2015. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn over the call to KUKA's CEO, Dr. Till Reuter.
Thank you, Andreas, and also from my side, dear ladies and gentlemen, I warmly welcome you to our presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the second quarter of 2015. The last three months have been highly successful for the KUKA Group. We thus have very positive outlook for the further development of our company. Profitable growth continues, and demand for our products and solutions is developing very favorably. The integration of Hislop is progressing, and the cooperation with KUKA is developing also very well. We are growing together. We expect continued growth in the remainder of 2015 and have thus increased our guidance, and I will tell you more about this in the next minutes. Let's first start with the highlights. In the first half of 2015, we have achieved orders received totaling more than 1.4 billion and thus recorded the highest level ever for a half-year period. Compared with the previous year, this represents a rise of 21%. In the same period, Hislop was able to contribute 233 million to this result. Without the new business unit, KUKA's orders received were up 2%. Total group sales revenue were up 53% to around 1.5 billion. This growth benefited from the high levels of orders received in the preceding quarters and from the acceleration in sales in the second quarter of 2015. Even without the contribution of Hislop, sales growth was very strong at 20%+. Driven by the strong operative development and supported by the book gain of 8 million from the sale of the HLS Group, we were able to increase the EBIT margin before purchase price allocation to 7% in the first half of 2015. Taking into consideration the write-down charge of 35 million relating to the purchase price allocation of Hislop, the absolute EBIT improvement from 61.3 million in the first half of 2014 to 102.9 million in the first half of 2015. Earnings after tax totaled 42 million in the first half of 2015, after 23 million in the previous year. As you can see from the results, we can look back on a very good first half year. We currently rate demand from the automotive segment as stable at a high level, and we see strong demand from the general industry segment. The good first half year and the good overall prospect for robotic-based automation were the reason why we have raised our outlook for 2015. Looking into more key figures, EBITDA at group level increased by 62% from 82 million to 133 million in the first half of 2015. This improvement is largely the result of organic growth. Robotics and systems increased EBITDA by around 48%. We are thus highly confident that we will achieve an EBITDA value considerably in excess of 200 million for the full year of 2015. Development of the gross operating result was particularly pleasing. In organic terms, KUKA achieved a figure of 27.5% in the past quarter and 24.6% including Hislop, compared to 25.3% for the second quarter of 2014. CapEx in the first half of 2015 totaled 45 million, including 23 million in the second quarter of 2015. Compared with the previous year, this represents a rise of 65% and 73% respectively. Despite the significant increases, KUKA is still within the target range of investments constituting 2.5%-3.5% of sales revenue. In the past half year, the figure was around 3% of sales. 75% of investment was in tangible assets, such as our new technology and development center at the Augsburg plant that will be inaugurated in the fourth quarter of 2015. The workforce rose by around 32% from 9,389 to 12,384 as of 30th of June 2015. It must be taken into consideration that roughly 84% of this increase in the workforce is attributable to the new acquired Swisslog. On the organic side of Coca Systems and Swisslog, the workforce, the additional workforce at robotics was almost 70% of the increase was concentrated on general industry and service. At Systems, the increase in the workforce was primarily in the body and vice segment. At the same time, the HLS group with around 250 employees was deconsolidated. The development of the free cash flow was impacted by two main topics. Cash flow from current business operations was down from 60 million in the first half of 14 to 1.8 million in the first half of 15. Particularly at Swisslog, due to the seasonal nature of orders in the logistics sector, there was an increase in working capital and a lower operative cash flow. The reason for this is that project acceptance is higher in the second half of the year, so that customers are prepared for the sales-intensive Christmas business. This results in the increasing invoicing in the second half of the year with correspondingly higher payments. We are convinced that the cash flow of Swisslog will thus improve significantly in the further course of the year 2015. Additionally, the trade working capital has risen by 66 million since the start of 2015, which is primarily attributable to Systems. It is important to note here that we were able to win major and many contracts in North America, particularly in the field of body and white applications. And the contracts in North America involve lower advance payments, but tend to have higher and better price quality. Just some numbers. The breakdown of Systems orders received in the first half of 15, we gained 71% from US and 29% from Augsburg. Comparable first half of 2014 was 52 from Augsburg from US and 48 from Augsburg. So much more business from the US. For the full year 2015, we are expecting a significantly positive free cash flow in the mid double digit million euro range for KUKA in total. Going to both divisions or all divisions. So we have now three divisions. The business development of robotics was highly positive in the past quarter. For orders received, robotics again achieved a value of significantly over 200 million in the second quarter. Compared with the same quarter of the previous year, orders received were up 6% to 220 million euro. Development in general industry and service segments in particular remained highly pleasing in the second quarter of 15. General industry increased by 10% year on year. Service increased by 16% year-on-year. Automotive was in the second quarter slightly down to 3% due to the seasonal nature of call-offs on the basis of framework contracts. But we are expecting an upturn in the second half of 2015. Sales revenue at robotics continued to improve and totaled 217 million in the second quarter of 15, the third best quarter ever in robotics. Profitability at robotics continued to develop very positively. The EBIT margin rose from 10.7 in the second quarter of 2014 to 11.1 in the second quarter of 2015. We have managed to more than compensate for the significantly increase of development costs and personal growth and investment in China, as well as we have the advantage to our competitors from the value of the yen by means of economy of scale and efficiency measures. In this quarter, I would like to particularly focus on the development of China. Something in China has been frequently discussed in the news over the last weeks, and I think it's important that we focus a little bit on China. For KUKA, China is one of the most important growth markets today and also long-term. What are our drivers? Just a couple of examples. Germany has a population of around 81 million and more than 175,000 installed robots. By comparison, more than 16 times as many people live in China, which has a population of around 1.4 billion. The number of installed robots, however, is at a similar level, totaling around 182 million. Therefore, the potential in China is enormous. For China to reach the same ratio as Germany, the numbers of robots per inhabitant would have to increase by the factor of 16. The same numbers are confirmed by the IFR, by the International Federation of Robotics, which also see the numbers from robotics from today, 20,000 per year, growing till 100,000 per year in the next 3 to 5 years. Next factor, annual pay increase in China are in the double-digit range. An engineer who would cost up to 100,000 euro in Germany earns today already 70,000 in the greater Shanghai area with same qualifications. Therefore, we see clearly China is not a low-cost part of the world. It's already at cost-wise on comparable levels. China wants to export more goods and above all goods of higher quality and value. Automation is therefore important for this and is accordingly part of the Chinese government 5 years plan. Further demographic changes due to the one child policy, the number of workers will continue to fall in the medium term, which also speaks and requires automation. For all these reasons, we see excellent opportunities for robotic-based automation in the longer term. This growth dynamic will not be linear, however, just to give you an example of robotics, in the first quarter we had a drop of 25% order intake. In the past quarter, in the second one, we had a growth of 81%. Both were strongly influenced by major contracts that we all together were growing 15% in the first half of 2015. This is also supported by automotive, but clearly in China we see bigger growth from general industry, and we want to move from automotive to automation, while clearly automotive is the most important market. We are working on the assumption that China will continue to develop dynamically in the coming months and accounts for substantially greater proportion of KUKA total business in the long term, because China needs automation. We currently do not see any signs of downturn and are sticking to our plans of expanding our robotics presence in the country and see further business opportunities. Going over to systems. Systems can look back on a truly fantastic quarter. Orders received were down slightly by 4%, but this development was expected. This decline was concentrated on our activities in the automotive sector. Particularly in Europe, major investments were made after the crisis of 2009 in renewing high-volume model production lines. As a result, orders currently being placed are primarily for smaller volume models. But we are expecting a clear revival of the automotive business in Europe in 2016. On the other hand, this development in Europe was almost entirely compensated for by our business in the US. Just gave you the numbers that last year we had approximately 50-50 order intake from Europe and US. In the first half of 2015, we have 70% out of US and only 30% out of Germany. For this reason, we regard the overall development in demand at systems as normal in cyclical terms. System sales revenue were able to benefit from the high levels of orders received in the previous quarters. In the second quarter, the division achieved record sales of 382 million, representing an increase of 25% compared to the same quarter of the previous year. The EBIT margin improved very considerably. In organic terms, the division achieved a new record figure of 8.2% in the second quarter of 2015. The reason for this are as follows: good price quality of the order backlog and clearly successful implementation of our efficiency measures. On the next page, as already stated, we have sold off two business units, HLS and Tools and Dice. This enables us to concentrate even more on our growth markets, such as logistics and electronics, and on the potential of Industry 4.0. In the past quarter, the sale of HLS Group brought us a book profit of 8 million euro, and in the third quarter, we are expecting approximately an additional 6 million from the sale of the Tools and Dice business. Both business, HLS and Tools and Dice, were rather niche businesses, and we have decided to give it to new owners which are going to invest in this business, whilst we are going to concentrate clearly on robotic-based automation. Going over to Swisslog. Swisslog has been fully consolidated in Coface's income statement since the start of 2015. The figures for the previous year are indicated on a pro forma basis for reference. In the second quarter of 2015, Swisslog recorded orders received totaling 123 million, representing a constant development compared with the previous year. We are working flat out to accelerate the dynamic performance at Swisslog. For example, Swisslog has visited the first automotive customers with untapped potential in the field of logistics. We, at Swisslog and KUKA, are working on new products that will combine the strengths of KUKA and Swisslog. And also, at Swisslog, the primary focus is on expansion not only in Europe, but also outside of Europe and in the fields of logistics and e-commerce, where we see tremendous growth rates. At Swisslog, sales revenues continue to improve very substantially, rising by 20% to 168 million in the second quarter of 2015. The operative EBIT margin of Swisslog fell from 3.2% in the second quarter of 2014 to 1.5% in the second quarter of 2015. This takes into consideration the integration and structuring cost of 0.6 million. Just for reference again, the guidance for the full year is that we have integration and structuring costs of 7 to 10 million. In the past quarter, impairment charge of 18 million were incurred due to the purchase price allocation. We expect for the second half of the year lower impairment charges of approximately 13 million per quarter. Besides the focus on the segments, I want to give a little update on Industry 4.0 and why we see high growth potential for KUKA in the future. For us, Industry 4.0 is the next stage of industrialization. The intelligent factory of the future, the smart factory, will be based on the networking of hardware and software. KUKA is actively driving Industry 4.0 forward with our expertise and our products. With Industry 4.0, KUKA is implementing new automation concepts, thereby boosting productivity and flexibility for our customers in the factory of the future. The Megatrend 4.0 is extremely important for KUKA and is an issue in which I am also heavily involved personally, both within our company and also in helping to shape the general political framework. KUKA is in a unique situation of being able to serve our customers from a single source. The topic thus affects all business units at KUKA. We do see greatest potential in expanding our existing range of products and solutions, that the required data can be used to advantage of the customers by simultaneously boosting productivity and reducing costs. How do we intend to do this? KUKA is in an excellent starting position, as our robotic software can already acquire large quantity of data. Target analysis of this knowledge will enable us to not only optimize the process in our customer plans, but also to expand our portfolio. Let me name just one key topic as an example here, robotic as a service. To this end, we are not only investing in new shareholdings, but also expanding in the field of development. Austin Texon has established itself as an excellent alternative to Silicon Valley and Seattle for the further development of software and application. We have recently opened an office, a new R&D subsidiary, there in Austin, Texas. At the same time, however, we want to stay at the cutting edge of developments and are intensifying our cooperation with leading research institutes such as the Fraunhofer IPA, the DLR, and universities, which are already setting standards in the field of modern production technologies. As you can see, Industry 4.0 is not just a buzzword for us, but clearly an opportunity to accelerate our profitable growth at KUKA. Coming to the outlook for 2015. Visibility in August is for us for 2015 very high. We do see strong demand from general industry, and we see generally high customer demand from automotive, while there are certain regional differences, as mentioned, between Europe, US, and Asia. We do globally don't see any signs of a significant downturn. We do have a high order backlog. On the revenue side, We generally expect a relatively stable development in Europe for the full year. We expect growth in US and Asia. Sales revenue should rise at both robotics and systems. For Swisslog, we are expecting sales revenue for 2015 at around 600 million. At the EBIT margin, robotics, the EBIT margin should be between 10.5 and 11%. We thus expect that the rising expenditure for R&D, general industry and China, as well as the pressure from yen, can be more than compensated by us through economy of sales and improved sales mix. At systems, we are expecting at systems an EBIT margin of around 6% on an organic basis. In the first half of the year, we have benefited from the good price quality in the order backlog and from the improvements at Reiss. In the second half of the year, however, we are expecting further costs for the improvement of our IT processes and our global IT backbone at systems. We can also see that the order volume and the price quality at systems will remain tense in Europe in the second half, which will have a negative impact on the full margin at systems until the end of the year. We are currently working on the assumption and see that the demand will improve in Europe again in 2016. The situation in Europe in the second half of 2015 can only partially be compensated by the strong demand in America and in Asia. On Swisslog, the business plan for Swisslog provides for integration efficiency costs amounting to 7 to 9 million in 2015. Taking this non-recurring cost into account, we are expecting an EBIT margin of 2 to 3% at Swisslog before purchase price allocation. Accordingly, the profitability of Swisslog should increase slightly in the second half of 2015. All in all, for 2015, we are anticipating total sales revenue of around 2.9 billion at group level. Based on the 2.9 billion, an EBIT margin of 6.5 to 7% before purchase price allocation and including the book profits of 14 to 50 million for H&S and Tools and Dies should be possible. Thank you much for your attention. Peter and I are looking forward to answering your questions.